91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Jessica Clement. Provincial police are seeking the public's assistance in locating two missing Indigenous girls. They say the girls were last seen north of Odessa, Ontario, about 25 kilometers northwest of Kingston, Ontario, Monday. Investigators say they believe the girls may be together and may possibly be in the Greater Toronto Area. Jillian Taylor Hayes, 15, is described as approximately 5'2", 140 pounds with dyed red medium-length hair and brown eyes. 14-year-old Marcy Muckle is approximately 5'2", about 200 pounds with medium-length brown hair and brown eyes. OPP are asking anyone with information to contact the police. The Belleville Public Library is hosting their annual Food for Finds program. QNET Mallory Day has more.
Since 2014, the Belleville Public Library has partnered up with Cleaners Food Bank for the library's annual Food for Finds program. The program allows people with overdue library accounts to pay off their fines by donating food. For each item donated, the library will take off $2 from the account. Chief Executive Officer Trevor Pross says they've already had some donations.
Well, we just started it 2 days ago, and we've got a couple boxes worth, yeah. I'm not sure exactly how much or how much it weighs, but people are definitely starting to bring food in.
The program runs until December 17th. Donations are always welcome. Mallory Day, QNET News, Belleville.
The Salvation Army holds a lunch 4 times a week during the winter months. Debbie Niles has the story.
On Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, the Salvation Army holds a warm lunch including soup or a sandwich, crackers or a bun with a beverage and snack. Abby Mills is the director for the Salvation Army.
So on a typical day, we'll see anywhere from 100 to 150 people come in to join us for lunch. On our very busiest day, which was earlier in this year, we served 220 people at lunchtime.
Franny Clark is a regular who has lived in Belleville for over 12 years. She's been going to the Salvation Army lunches for about 7 years now.
I just think it's lovely. You know that the soup is good for you whether you need it or not. And there's coffee and juice and it's on for an hour and it's convenient not far from downtown where you're busy at 11. So I think it's awesome there's a free lunch.
The Salvation Army goes through a lot of food throughout the day. Mills says the food is always fresh and doesn't have a chance to spoil, and at least 20 loaves of bread are used each day, and every meal is made from scratch.
Definitely. The lunchroom is available to anyone who would like to come in. We do sometimes find that people who are shopping downstairs are drawn upstairs because of the smell. It always smells good in this building. And it's just a nice place for people to spend time together, enjoying a good meal and good fellowship.
The Salvation Army has just started offering dinner as well for the first time. It runs until March 15th, is available on the same days as a hot lunch and weekends and holidays as well. Demi Niles, QNET News, Belleville.
And for the 5th year in a row, Loyalist College welcomed 10,000 villages, giving students and faculty the opportunity to shop for handcrafted gifts just in time for the Christmas season. QNET's Alana Pickerel has the story.
This is the sound of one of the many homemade musical instruments available through 10,000 villages. Each product is homemade from developing countries all over the world, making the gifts unique and meaningful. Loyalist student Haley McKillican explains what the organization means to her.
I like it, especially around Christmas time. It is great because every item has a message and it gives a meaning behind the gifts that I'm giving to people. So,
although 10,000 Villages is no longer at Loyalist College, they have a local store in both Picton and Cobourg and plan to attend the college again next December. Alana Pickerel, QNET News, Belleville.
The number of young people getting full-time or permanent jobs has fallen substantially over the last four decades, according to a new report released by Statistics Canada Monday. It's a trend that can be seen by many Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development countries. The report also said that the jobless rate among young people between 15 to 24 has pretty much stayed the same in that time period. It was 13.2% last year, compared to 12.4% in 1976. From 1976 to 78, the percentage of the population with a full-time job averaged at 76% for men aged 17 to 24 and 58% for women in the same age group who were not in school full-time. Festiveness is in the air at Loyalist College. Approximately 30 students took part in a mini Christmas tree decorating on Universal Break this afternoon. Second-year nursing students Sydney Nattel and Cassidy Bastable were two of them and enjoyed relieving stress by participating. Nattel says she and her family enjoy special holiday traditions.
I love doing Advent, which we do every year, but in particular one year, it's just we had all of our family together and we come together and we sing songs and we have a great dinner and light candles and just celebrate.
And Bastable says she enjoys the festive mood of Christmas.
I like the build-up to it, like the making of the food, the decorations, everyone just like being happy.
Nattel and Bastable say they love decorating and hope to do the event again next year. That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
Can we get a chipmunk, Granny?
No, but we can adopt 2 acres of this land. You get a plush toy chipmunk and help protect the environment.
Awesome! I can't wait to tell everyone. Can we name it after Grandpa?
You can name it after anyone you want.
Quincy Conservation's Adopt an Acre program gives you the opportunity to donate $20 per acre of conservation land, and you get a certificate and tax receipt. If you adopt 2 or more acres of land, you get a plush chipmunk as a thank you. You can adopt your acre by visiting or calling the Quincy Conservation office or going online to quincyconservation.ca.
In QNET Sports, Philip Larson of the Vancouver Canucks took a hard hit on the ice last night from New Jersey Devils forward Taylor Hall. Larson took a hit from Hall's shoulder, which landed him on his back motionless. After watching the replay of the incident, it looked as though a loose stick then struck Larson in the head as he laid on the ice. He was treated by trainers and then wheeled off the rink strapped to a stretcher. The Canucks tweeted that he was awake and responsive as he left the ice before being taken to the hospital to be evaluated. In the end, no penalty was called on Hall. The Winnipeg Jets led 3-1 over Detroit Red Wings after the first period, and Detroit scored a pair of goals in the second before the teams played a scoreless third. After a 3-on-3 overtime period, the teams went to a shootout, and Henrik Zetterberg scored the winner to give his team a 4-3 victory over Winnipeg. Jets defenseman Dustin Byfuglien was at a loss to explain why the team just couldn't deliver.
You know, for the most part, I thought we, you know, besides the second, I thought we, you know, stuck with our game pretty good. You know, we've been playing pretty good hockey as a team lately, and, you know, we just got to go back and, you know, simplify the game, and, you know, things will be okay.
And a group of former professional football and hockey players say there is a desperate need for a national standard to diagnose and treat concussions in sports. Former National Hockey League player Eric Lindros says that one blanket protocol would be the best way to simplify and standardize the approach to concussions.
Keep the message strong, keep it articulate, keep it accurate, up to date, and have one message coming from one source, or multiple sources, but basically under one hood. That'd be the most effective way.
Lindros says there is no need for a patchwork of protocols across provinces. A concussion in Vancouver is no different than a concussion in Quebec. The Lancers men's basketball team wrapped up the first half of their semester with a tough 85-64 loss to the East Division second place team, the George Brown Huskies. After shutting down the Lancers offense, the Huskies held a convincing 43-23 lead at the half. Carter Maschi managed to break through the Huskies' defense in the third quarter, scoring 10 of the Lancers' 17 points in the quarter, followed by 6 in the final quarter, making him the team's leading scorer with 17 points. The Lancers finished the semester with a 4-5 record, putting them in the 7th place in the East Division. Leading with the Lancers in scoring was Tyron King, who sits in the 5th place spot in Ontario in points per game with 21.1. King's teammate Ty Chapman ranks amongst the top 10 rebounders in the province with a total of 65. Loyalist varsity teams will be back in action in 2017 as this year's season has come to an end. Send us your team or league scores by emailing us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And the forecast for Belleville, it's currently 3 degrees and cloudy, going down to a low of -1 tonight. Tomorrow we can expect temperatures hovering around 0, mainly cloudy, and dropping down to -6 in the evening with a chance of flurries. At 4:10, it's 3 degrees. QNET News, on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Jessica Clement. News on 91X at 5 o'clock.